that far had great significance. She just felt the unction in her spirit to do it and to do it now. See, sometimes opportunity happens and you got to hear God and obey God now. You don't have time to sit there and reason and wonder. You don't have to sit down and consult with other folk and ask them, should I or could I, or you think it's all right if I. When the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do something, sometimes you need to just get up and move at God's command. And this woman, being filled with that unction in her own spirit, she did what she knew in her heart was right to do. Let me share what happened. First of all, as those disciples and others who were around the table became indignant that she would waste this precious ointment on Jesus, and they became upset, began to grumble and mumble like folk do when they talk under their breath and don't want folk to know that they're talking about them. Can I tell you, it didn't mean a hill of beans to that woman. She was focused on Jesus. And I got news for you. You'll miss the Lord many times when you're focused on what everybody else is saying rather than focus on the Lord. If you stay focused on the Lord, you will do what the Lord wants you to do. Listen again. I want to tell you what she did not do. She didn't go around declaring, this is my ministry. She didn't go around bragging nobody about, this is my ministry. This is my box of precious oil, and I'm going to use this in my ministry. She didn't go around describing what she was going to do when she broke out the box. She didn't tell anybody, didn't say, didn't announce to anybody. But what she did was did what she desired to do for Jesus. So get this now. She didn't declare her ministry. She didn't describe her ministry. She just did her ministry. Let me say it again. She didn't declare her ministry. She didn't have to put a title on her ministry. See, the problem I have with many of us is we can't minister without a title. I'm who I am, wherever I am, in whatever situation I am. Sometimes folk be amazed that I go to places and, you know, I don't tell folk I'm Pastor so-and-so, I'm Dr. so-and-so, I'm all of this. I don't even tell them anything sometimes. They'll tell me, you're a minister, huh? In places I've never been before. And I say, yes, I am. And then when I come on up to the front, when I don't need to come up to the front, I don't need that recognition. I sit before folk every Sunday morning. Sometimes I just want to be in the crowd. I just want to hear what's being said. I don't always want to be up front. I need to be ministered to sometime. And so sometimes I don't want to be up there. But I'll walk in place. I'm Dr. John E. Montgomery II, pastor of the Greater Pembine Baptist Church. For them to bring me up to no front or all of that kind of stuff, I turn down more than I accept. I don't need no title, I tell you what. But when you're talking about Jesus, let me in the conversation. I've got something to say. She didn't describe her ministry. Listen, my ministry is with this spikenard oil, and it is to minister to Jesus. And that's what I'm going to do with this, in case y'all are wondering what I'm going to do with this expense. Because I got news for you. You know when something is expensive, it comes in expensive wrappings. Cheap watches don't come in expensive packaging. Cheap perfume don't come in expensive packaging. You can look at the package and tell that the content. Yeah, my Rolex didn't come in the same packaging that my Timex. I'm just trying to tell you, you can just look at the box and tell something good is, ooh, we good in the box. And so the box, she didn't have to describe, because they knew the worth because of the box. But all she did was did what she was to do. Now that was important. That was important because it's a helpful holding hint to us. You do, the label will come. I said, you do, and the label will come. You ain't got to get up and tell nobody you're a singer. Sing. And guess what? Folk gonna know, that's a singer there. What's his name? I don't know, but he can sing. Yeah, yeah, they know your ministry. You ain't got to tell folk, they know it. Just do it. Do it. And she did it. Now, I want you to see something else. After she does her ministry, Jesus dealt with the protractors and the naysayers who are indignant because she poured that precious ointment, expensive ointment, on Jesus like he was not worthy. Now, I want you to see something. Jesus makes clear to them, and he's quoting from Deuteronomy 15:11, the poor you're going to have with you always. And there are opportunities every day and in every way that you can do for the poor. You don't have to look very far many times to find poor folk to help. But he knew it really wasn't about poor folk. They had their own agenda, including Judas, who was the treasurer and held on to the money bag. And so his mind automatically calculated, now we could take this precious ointment, sell it for 300 plus, put that money in the money bag. I'm holding the money bag. And we can help a whole lot of people, praise the Lord. But Jesus knew his heart. That wasn't what he really wanted to do. So I want you to see now. And he deals with them. And then I want you to see Jesus. He defends one, her motive and her ministry.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
In Radio Land once again, my friends. This is Reverend Granter asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, you that have situations that keep you at unrest, you that have those stumbling blocks that come from nowhere. That book of Genesis to Revelations has been around for a long time and shown us how many have deceitful thoughts in their hearts, mind, and spirit. And you say to yourself, good God, why is it happening to me? No matter what you're facing, friend, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, there's a way being made out of no way if you have that faith. That faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. That faith, my friends, that have bought many through. Oh, my God, just that faith to go over there and be able to walk on the water. Say, oh, thee of little faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed can bring you through. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Write it down, my friend. If your mind is busy, just dial me right back. It's 404-212-2444. Friends, those of you right now that have that sickness in your body and haven't to the doctor, those of you right now, my friends, at the sound of my voice, that have that court case pending, those of you, yes, you, my friends, that have no peace in that home, and you're saying to yourself, good God, it has to be a way to turn this around. If you have that faith, you too can come through. When you write me, my friends, I pray that we can keep up with our mailing. We're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. We're going to send you a prayer cloth for you to work with. Oh, my God, and I'm going to say a gold or a black cross, and I'm going to ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, no matter where you are or what you're planning to do it. You can shake another person's hand and be praying the Psalms at the same time you're shaking their hand. You head out, my friends, and sometime the Spirit will talk to you, and you will say that it's my first mind, but that Spirit within you, my friends, can bring you through. All you need is to keep prayed up. My friends, I want you to write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, Zip it 303-2.